Do you ever get really loud, hoping that will compensate for your sound being stuck, or maybe make you sound more professional or garner more respect? Well, today I'm talking about all the reasons why that won't work and what you need to do to stop compensating with volume, increase your flow, and use volume simply as a tool for making us feel something, not to be heard. I think you're gonna like this episode. I hope you won't miss a minute.
Welcome to Captivate the Room with your host, internationally known voice expert, Tracy Goodwin. An award-winning speaker who has taught hundreds around the globe to make a big impact with their voice. This podcast is for anyone who wants to step onto a bigger stage, make a bigger impact, and have a voice that makes people listen. Presentation matters, and the voice is the missing link. Join in and you'll see why.
Welcome to the podcast. I'm your host, Tracy Goodwin, and I'm so glad to have you with me today. As always, thank you for your shares and your downloads and for being a subscriber here on the podcast. I'm so glad to be on this voice journey with you. And I see so many people expanding their reality, expanding their success, expanding their lives because they finally get that their voice is so key to their success. So I love that you're here learning and growing and expanding. And I truly believe just with the stuff that I see with the people I work with, no doubt the voice is the missing link. And as always, I draw my episodes, usually the topics that I talk about, from what I'm seeing a lot of in the moment. And today I'm going to talk about using volume. And I'm going to say using volume as a go-to, but I want to talk about being loud. And I don't think I've done an episode on this, but I've been seeing it a lot lately. And what I'm talking about is when you go to being loud, you're just loud. You're raising your volume. And first, I want to talk about why you do this. You know, this episode reminds me a lot of my dad. And I think I've told you this story before. He came to visit me one time when I was actually living in Brooklyn at that time. And, you know, there's a lot of people from a lot of different countries in New York. And my dad was starting to talk to someone. And they were from a different country, and he raised his volume. He raised his volume. And I said, Dad, they're not, you know, he's not deaf. He just speaks another language. But I think that that is what we, on the subconscious level, we tend to think if we raise our voice, we will be understood better. And that's what my dad was doing. You know, he subconsciously wasn't trying to offend anyone. And he didn't quite put it together that, hold on a minute, this man doesn't speak my language. We don't speak the same language. So we go to volume. And we go to volume for a lot of things. That's just one example. And, you know, maybe you have done that. Maybe you've experienced it. You're like, why are these people yelling at me? But here's where I see people go to volume the most. And I want to talk about why you do it, why you don't want to do it, and give you some options of getting rid of it. One, I think people choose volume because they believe it will make them sound more confident. And there is some merit to that. When I work with people on how to sound confident with their voice, filling the space is a big part of it. So for a lot of my people, volume can be a necessary ingredient in having them sound more confident. If they tend to be a little quieter, like really quiet, and it feels to them like they're really loud, which I've had a lot of people like that. You know, I'll say, on a scale of 1 to 10, how loud do you think you're being? And they'll say, I think that's a 7. And I'm like, dude, that is a 2. Perception, reception. So I don't want to say that volume is not a part of confidence, because you do have to have your sound loud enough, calibrated loud enough where we can hear you. Volume can be linked to owning the message and committing to your choice, which is definitely a big part of confidence, not asking for permission, but owning your message and putting it out with volume so it's heard. Because subconsciously, sometimes, you know, that subconscious mind will say, well, this idea is not very good. So if you say it really quiet, maybe they won't hear it. Maybe they won't get it. And so the subconscious mind is definitely responsible for getting you quieter when you're not confident. So yes, volume is a part of confidence, but, and I talked about this in the episode on the mask of the arrogant, but using volume to like protect yourself, like to keep people out, that's not good. If I'm just loud enough, if I just kind of am brass enough, if I'm just pushy enough, they'll have no idea that I'm scared to death, that I don't know what I'm talking about. And, you know, it can be arrogance. It can be overly confident. It can be pretend. It can be a mask. You've heard me talk about my brother loud, you know, oh yeah, don't go there. Don't do that. I'll tell you what you got to do. That's dumb. That's never going to work. That's a mask with my brother. He has a mask of know-it-all because he feels like he knows nothing. Now, I won't share that with him, but, and he's not a listener. But you see, volume can be a protection. If I'm loud, they'll be afraid. They won't question me. Okay? Where I hear volume the most, however, in my client base is their sound is stuck and not flowing out. The sound is stuck. They feel like they have to push the sound out. And what ends up happening is they increase their volume and their sound is still stuck. That's the biggest issue, because people don't feel like they're being heard. The, you know, the guy who's, or gal who's being overly confident and overly loud doesn't feel heard. The person whose sound is stuck and they feel their sound stuck in the back of their throat, they know their sound is not flowing out. Well, they may not know that, but they know something's wrong. They're compensating with volume. People might want to sound important, and so they use volume. I've got to be respected. I've got to be professional. And so I've got to be louder to be respected and professional. And that's not true. That's not true at all. People don't feel heard. And they want to feel confident. They want to own the room. They want people to listen. And they don't know what else to do but to get louder. When I work with executives, when I work with anybody in business, really, I always love it because I take that away right away. And I'll never forget, you know, many times the people that I'm working with have said, have you ever been in a boardroom, Tracy? And I just laugh and say, yeah, I have. And you want me to do this, what I'm getting ready to tell you in this episode? Yep. And I think a lot of times there's so much resistance because there's some kind of ideology that if I'm not being loud, then I'm not being heard and I'm not being professional and I'm not being respected. And I'm here to tell you that has nothing to do. Volume really has very little to do with being respected and professional. Now, I say that carefully because, you know, if you talk like this, well, you may not be as respected. So I say it carefully. What I'm talking about is this really loud and really, you know, bossy and really this kind of thing because you are professional. No, you're missing the boat entirely. But that in our subconscious mind is what we think we need to do. You know, okay, our sound's not flowing out. Let me be louder. They're not hearing me. Let me be louder. They don't think I'm professional or respected. Let me be louder. Okay. Let me reframe this for you. Being loud all the time is not working for what you want it to work for. For one thing, with regards to flow, being louder will not get your sound flowing. You are louder with a stuck sound. What is being heard and processed in that stuck sound is going to be heard and processed louder because you're using volume instead of getting your sound flowing. So it becomes essential for you to get the sound flowing, not try to push the sound out with volume. When a sound is stuck on a subconscious level, we process it, we feel it. We're like, why is this not, with this person not letting me have their voice? So you're just amplifying that processing when you just get louder with an unstuck sound. So if your sound is stuck and that's why you're choosing volume, it's not going to get the sound flowing. Why do we want sound to flow? Well, we want sound to flow so that it can go across the room and touch everyone's heart. When a sound has flow to it, what I process is you're letting me have your voice. You're revealing who you are. You're trusting me. You want to connect with me. When your sound is stuck, what I hear and process is that you don't trust me. You're not sure about me. You're not going to let me have your sound. So it can make it more difficult to build connections. So you want to get that sound flowing and not rely on volume to push it out, because that's not working anyway. It's not going to push the sound out. To get the sound flowing, you've got to rearrange the muscle memory. You've got to prop up your pipeline and get that sound flowing out. Volume won't fix it for you. So ultimately, that volume, whether your sound is stuck or not, it's creating a barrier. It's creating a barrier between us. And I always love it when I'm working with people and I'm getting their sound unstuck. 50% of the time, as I'm tapping into the muscles that I want to shift you back into, all of a sudden everybody gets loud. And it's a volume mask. It's a protection. You are protecting your vulnerability by being loud. So it's a barrier. It's a problem for connection. It's also an aversion. You know, maybe you have heard me talk about this before, but there's five elements of vocal variety. And I believe, because I've seen it, I've researched it, that everybody has an aversion to one of the elements. Mine is loud. If you yell at me repeatedly, I'm done. I can't handle it. Everybody has an aversion. I think it was in my group the other day, my Voices of Success group. It may have been the workshop I taught. I can't remember. But anyway, I was talking about this. And this woman said, oh, mine is slow. I cannot stand slow. It drives me nuts. So everybody's got an aversion. So if you're picking one element and that is your audience's or members of your audience's aversion, you are losing that part of the audience. When you go into the boardroom to give the presentation to the C-suite, you don't know what their aversions are. So that's why you can't have a go-to of loud, even though it's like typical in business for everybody to be loud and fast. Doesn't mean you have to do it. I remember growing up, you know, my mother would say, well, if they jumped off a cliff, would you jump off a cliff? Same thing, right? And that's where, you know, I've worked with my executives and where they've said, have you ever been in a boardroom? And I've said, yes, exactly why I'm telling you to shift to this. because I have been in a boardroom and you're not getting anywhere yelling and yelling and yelling and yelling and yelling and volume and volume and volume and volume. You're in a volume competition and nope, everything is bouncing off because it's all push. Volume and speed are push elements. So if I get loud this whole episode, or if you're in the room with me, or if I'm doing a session with you and I am pushing and pushing and pushing and pushing, you are not going to feel connected to me. It is when I flip to pull elements that I pull you close. Now, I'm not saying you can't have volume. Volume is one of the five elements. It's a key. It's a key element. But I'm saying don't use it as a mask. Don't use it to unstick your voice. Don't use it to protect yourself. Don't use it because you think it's going to make you sound more professional and get you respect. It pushes us away. So we need push and pull. When we have that push and pull and that flow in your voice, we don't have them as many barriers. So if you are this volume person, if this is you, if this resonates with you, here's some things you can do. I mean, obviously, without hearing your voice, I'm not going to give you something to unstick your sound because I could make it worse. I don't want to put something in the muscle memory that doesn't belong there. I would want to pick the exact right technique for you. But what I can tell you is this, is you can visualize your sound flowing up and out. Simply by visualizing the sound flowing up and out, you can make some progress. Think about filling the space. If you are always going to volume, you have got to find a way to roll in some quiet bits. Now, ultimately, I'd want you to get rid of the volume mask. If you're using it as a piece, you know, if you're just using it because it's your go-to, you're just loud, roll in some quiet bits. Balance it out. We don't always have to take things away, but we have to balance them out. So if you're going to loud, you know, you're just loud. And there's not a whole lot of reasoning behind it. Start rolling in quiet bits. I mean, everybody can start rolling in quiet bits if loud is their go-to. Then, if you're that person that's trying to be respected, trying to be professional, knows it all, scared to death, refusing vulnerability, then we need to talk. You need to start looking at that. You need to start addressing that psychology of the voice story and really start understanding that volume is not necessarily confidence. Volume is not necessarily respect. Volume can be a mask and can push us away. I think that's one of the biggest mind benders for the people in business that I work with, is what we're really going for in voice work. I think that they have a perception sometimes that it's about being loud and about being this and about being that, and it's not. It's about getting you back to one, my work anyway. Getting you back to one. Who are you? And owning and revealing to me who you are. If you reveal who you are, then sometimes you are going to be loud. Because when you're excited or when you're angry or when, you know, certain things that you reveal who you are, loud is going to be a part of that. But it's no longer a mask of keeping me out, of trying to be something you're not. So if any of this relates to you, take these techniques. You know, if you're just using a lot of loud, roll in some quiet. If you need to get your sound flowing for now, get your, you know, visualize that sound going up and out. And if you think you're being using volume as a protection to keep people out, to keep people from knowing who you really are, you want to start thinking about shifting that and knowing and trusting that it's okay to reveal who you are. That's the greatest gift I think I give my people, is that expansion and that confidence of knowing that they are enough and that they can reveal who they really are in their voice when we get rid of all that noise in the head, all that people-pleasing and perfectionism and judgment and all of that, to be able to reveal who they are. That's what catapults their success and their income and everything else I see happen on a daily basis. So try those out. Try those things out and stop using volume as a go-to. If you are quiet and you need to calibrate up, calibrate up. But if you're using volume to be heard because a sound is stuck or whatever, let's start moving away from that. All right? Okay, so that's it for today. If you have any thoughts on topics you'd like me to talk about, please feel free to send them over to Tracy, T-R-A-C-Y, at CaptivateTheRoom.com. But until I see you next time, you know what to do. Get out there and speak your truth. Just do it beautifully.
Thanks for listening to Captivate the Room with Tracy Goodwin. You can reach out to her at CaptivateTheRoom.com and be sure to grab The Voice Formula, a free video series that will help you start making a bigger impact with your voice today. If you've enjoyed this episode, please leave a review on iTunes.